thoughts on obviously J.J. Watt, a devastating injury for him to suffer.
Yeah, just coming off the field and just hearing a little bit about it, I don't have a ton of information on it, but I feel terrible for the guy, you know. But with that being said, you know, just knowing him and knowing the type of guy that he is, he's an amazing human being. He's an amazing human being, and he will work extremely hard to be back, to play for this football team. You know, I know that.
I know you talk about next man up, but what does it do to you to lose Merciless and Watt on that opening drive?
You know, Sarah, I mean, I think you can answer that question. You know, I think that's tough. I mean, I think that, you know, look, at the end of the day, that's not an excuse. I mean, we have to do better in all three phases. Look, I thought we competed until the end, and the next guys are going to have to step up and play. You know, we have to do a good job coaching and scheming, but that's the National Football League. Guys get hurt, and you have to – the next guy in the team meeting room at that position needs to step up.
Bill Alex Smith, with his mobility, he just keeps buying time, and
yeah,
it seems really difficult to solve that.
Yeah, he's really good at extending plays. He got outside the pocket. I thought, that was one of the keys to the game. We had to try to keep him in the pocket. Obviously, we didn't accomplish that. You know, I'm not sure what he rushed for, but he ran for a lot of yards. He's a great player. He's playing at a high level right now. Give the Chiefs a lot of credit. They did a much better job than we did tonight.
What did you think about what Deshaun did?
What's that?
What did you think about the job Deshaun did?
Look, I think every game is a learning experience for him, and I think he's I really think he's a excellent young quarterback, and I thought he kept competing right to the end. He's a great kid. He's a lot of fun to coach, and he's obviously got a great future.
With Tyreek Hill, was there some thought about maybe not kicking to him at all, and kind of just your thoughts on what's going on with
Yeah,
him?
No, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, sometimes, we definitely had that plan, not sometimes. Time, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way, Aaron, you know, but he's a great player, and he's probably the best punt returner in the league. You know, he's just really good at it.
You said you just got off, but is there a lot of concern about Whitney's injury, or is there any kind of prognosis?
I would say there's concern. There's concern. Yep.
I know you've got to watch the film. The game against the Patriots and this game as well, third and longs, there have been a lot of those that have been getting converted that you guys have been allowing.
Yeah.
What's been the constant on those plays?
Yeah, I don't know, Paul. I got to watch the tape, like you said. But, extending plays with mobile quarterbacks tonight, was one of the issues. I know, a few times that he was able to extend the play and, hit the guy for a 16-yard gain or a 20-yard gain. So, you know, we got to look at that because we play a lot of mobile quarterbacks. We'll play one coming up this week. So it's a long season. I mean, we've got a long way to go here. I just told the team that, let's get in here tomorrow. Let's watch the tape and let's learn from it. Let's coach better. Let's play better. And let's move on to Cleveland.
Bill, on the touchdown that Tyreek Hill had, the punt return, you guys had 4th and 5 at your own 30 down 12. Did you give any consideration to going for it in that situation?
Yeah, I did. But, with my 4th and 5 call that I had there with what they were in personnel-wise, I didn't think that was the best thing for the team. So I decided to punt there. So it was just a decision that I made.